Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Jackson. I don't know about you, but I'm unbelievably excited for today because it's officially Christmas time! Goodbye, turkey. Goodbye, pumpkins. Goodbye, dad and grandma fighting over which china set will be passed down to which child over Thanksgiving dinner. Goodbye, gravy. Hello, Christmas! We've waited for you all year. The Christmas trees, Dr. Scotty's famous hot cocoa, the man who embodies Christmas himself, Michael Bublé! Yeah! We've waited all year, and this is your month, Michael Bublé. Heroes, I could just cry thinking about how it's finally Christmas time. Get yourself together, man. Okay, anyway, we're starting a series today all about how it's Christmas time, but we're not talking about trees or Dr. Scotty's famous hot cocoa or even Michael Bublé, because we're talking about the very best, the most important part of Christmas. Does anyone know what that is? Or, and I'll give you a hint, who that is?
Agent Jackson! Agent Jackson!
Oh, hi.
Yes, I know exactly who we're talking about. We're talking about the big Christmas guy himself. You know, the one with a belly like a bowl full of jelly, lives far, far away. Some might say far north, like as far north as you can go. He's got a big white beard.
Agent Cassandra, yeah. I think you're a little confused.
Huh?
Do you think we're talking about the guy at the North Pole that says ho, ho, ho?
Oh, him? The ho, ho, ho guy? No. I was talking about my great uncle Sal. He lives in the Arctic tundra, and he is a large man. Big boy with a big beard and a red coat, about a dozen reindeer. Like I said, he is a huge guy and a big Christmas fanatic.
So odd, because it sounds like you're talking about...
Sounds like I'm talking about my great uncle Sal. He is one of a kind, an Anagram 4. I've never met anyone like him. Loves children, loves giving gifts, loves milk and cookies.
Okay, this is kind of strange because everything you're saying about him just sounds like...
You know, I haven't talked to my great uncle Sal in a hot minute. I should really check in because I've heard his toy making company has struggled to stay afloat through these economic times, you know? All right, I'll catch you guys later.
Okay, see ya. Wow, sorry about that, heroes. But was it just me, or does Agent Cassandra's great uncle Sal sound a lot like... Nah, it couldn't be. Heroes, Agent Cassandra's great uncle Sal is not the very best, most important part of Christmas, but I know who is. And maybe you do too. Heroes, the best, most important part of Christmas is Jesus. Christmas is all about Jesus. And do you know why? Because Christmas is the time where we celebrate when God sent Jesus to earth as a baby so that he could eventually save us. Jesus came as a baby so that one day he could die for our sins so that we could have a relationship with God. And this reminds me of our memory verse for our series. It's a verse that is actually all about who Jesus is. This verse about Jesus is called a prophecy. This means that God said it about Jesus hundreds of years before Jesus ever came to earth. God told the prophet Isaiah that this is who Jesus, the Messiah, would be. So let's take a look at our memory verse for this series, and it's found in Isaiah 9:6. It says, "And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And today we're starting with the first part of our memory verse, which is all about Jesus being our Wonderful Counselor. And that leads us to our power truth for today. So say this with me. Say, Jesus is my wonderful counselor. That was awesome. So what does that mean? Jesus is my wonderful counselor. Well, what even is a counselor? When I think of that word, I think of my summer camp counselor and how they made us scrub the toilets because of a small, harmless prank. Okay, it was harmless. Well, I mean, we did fill their cabin with an intricate system of pulleys and ropes that poured syrup on their heads and syrup all over their beds and really syrup everywhere. People were slipping and sliding, screaming loudly for help, and then the grand finale, feathers. Oh, man, all the feathers everywhere. That was a good summer. Okay, anyway, the word counselor makes me think of my summer camp counselor, or maybe even a guidance counselor at school. They're called a counselor because they're the person who helps us, or helps lead us, and is someone that we can always go to if we need guidance. Okay, so if Jesus is called our wonderful counselor, it means that Jesus wants to give you and I some guidance. He doesn't even need any training because he's the Son of God. He's perfect. Jesus knows everything. He guides us into all truth. I'll show it to you. John 16:13 says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." The Spirit of truth that they're referring to is the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of Jesus. This is what God does. This is what Jesus specializes in, guiding us into all truth. But what does it look like in our lives? How exactly does God guide us? Well, let's continue to read on in that verse. In John 16, it goes on to say, "He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." This means the Holy Spirit speaks to us and tells us exactly what he hears straight from the mouth of God. This is how he guides us and leads us into all truth, by his voice. The Holy Spirit loves to guide us by his voice. He speaks to us in so many ways. Sometimes he speaks to us through pictures that pop in our mind. Sometimes we feel all of a sudden like we just know something we didn't before. Sometimes a thought pops into our mind and we just know it was God speaking to us because we weren't thinking anything even close to that before. God speaks to us through the Bible when we read his word and something feels like it just jumps off the page at us. He speaks to us through giving us peace when we're asking for direction. But heroes, in order to receive counsel from Jesus, who is our wonderful counselor and wants to guide us into all truth, we must practice hearing his voice. One of the most amazing things about hearing God's voice is that his voice guides us. It tells us where to go when we're confused and we don't know what to do next. His voice brings clarity and calm. His voice says, "This is the right path, follow it." In fact, Isaiah 30, verse 21 says, "When you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear his voice behind you to guide you, saying, 'This is the right path, follow it.'" Now, I want you to think about it this way. Let's imagine that you were walking in a winter wonderland. No, not that kind of winter wonderland. That's not really the vibe we're going for. Let's try this. Much better. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Imagine you were walking in a winter wonderland. You're looking around at big, tall trees that almost seem like tall giants around you. They're a deep color of forest green with snow tips. The air feels crisp around you. You can see your breath as you let out a big breath. Your nose is cold and your toes are cold, but you continue walking into the stillness of the forest. The night is silent. All you can hear are the sounds of your footsteps. And then you feel something on your cheek, a snowflake. You look around and you realize it's beginning to snow. Snow blankets the trees with another layer, as if the snow is tucking the trees into bed for the night. But all of a sudden, you come to a fork in the road. The path where you were walking splits into two and you don't know which way to go. Well, this is where Jesus comes in as our wonderful counselor, as our guide. This is where he comes in and speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. This is what it's talking about in the scripture in Isaiah. Let's read it one more time. "When you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear his voice behind you to guide you, saying, 'This is the right path, follow it.'" Heroes, did you know that Jesus came to earth as a baby so that he could be our wonderful counselor? The Savior of the world was born in a lowly stable one peaceful night so that one day that he could not just die on the cross, but he could also have a relationship with you. He could be your wonderful counselor, guide you into all truth, and speak to your heart. He did all of this just for you because he loves you, and he wants to help guide you in all the days of your life. Now, maybe you've never been walking in a winter wonderland before, but maybe you felt that same sense where you had two choices in front of you. Jesus wants to help you when you're in these situations. This is why he's called our wonderful counselor, because he guides us and directs us, so we walk in the way he wants us to go. He guides us by speaking to us through his Holy Spirit. And here at Hero Kids, we know that every single one of you were made to hear God's voice. We all just need to practice hearing. So right now, I want you to think of a situation in your life where you really need some guidance. Maybe it's choosing which group of friends to invest the majority of your time with. Maybe it's a big decision in your life, like choosing to play soccer or choosing to play football. Maybe it's something like choosing to be kinder to your little brother or sister even when they bug you. Whatever decision you feel like you need to make right now, I just want to invite Jesus, our wonderful counselor, into this decision. So say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I invite you to speak to me right now. Show me what to do, in which way to go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want us to do something really bold. I want us to not just hear what God is saying, but I also want us to do something about it. So wherever you are, write down what God told you to do, or tell someone that you're with what he said to you. All right, I'm going to pray over you guys. Lord, thank you so much that you are our wonderful counselor, that you love us so much and that you want to give us guidance when we need it. I pray over these heroes that they would practice hearing your voice, that they would practice getting in your presence and knowing what you sound like, so that when they need this guidance, Lord, that when they come to the fork in the road, whether it's a big decision or even a small one, that you would be with them, that you would be guiding them, and that they would hear your voice clearly, that they would go the right path. We love you so much. We trust you. In Jesus' name, everyone said, Amen. Well, that was awesome, heroes. Hearing God's voice is one of the ways that Jesus shows us that he is our wonderful counselor. And that completes our training for today. You are becoming amazing and mighty heroes. We'll see you next time. And always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya!
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.